It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock. And you know what, Steve? It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go?
He forgot.
Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. This is all brought to you by Guitar Center. Thank you very much. Does this new talent have what it takes to become a big and famous superstar? Should they take their wares back home to mom and dad and costume and panties?
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, very good. Got it.
Steve screwed me up.
Yeah, I know.
My timing was all off.
Steve,
should I do an intro?
I was eating some wings. And
were you eating wings?
No, I don't eat meat.
They're good stuff.
Steve can make up for it with his stellar comments when we judge the band.
Yes, Corey Feldman is coming in. He's running a little bit behind, but I guess we would expect that from Corey Feldman.
You know,
if he was punctual, we'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you? So he's on his way, so we will try to stall so he can actually hear the songs he's going to critique. But I got this letter and CD. If you'd like to submit your band, like I said, you can go to frankarmy.com. And right now, if you want to see the band we're going to debut today, you can go to frankarmy.com, click see the band, and there she is. Yes, it's a girl today. Got this letter, says, hi, Frost, Daddy, and Frank. I love your show. You guys are the greatest.
Well, she's starting off good.
You get me through the day laughing with a smile on my face. I'm sending the CD in for my daughter, Mandy Gale, as I know you will love it. Frank asked for a rockin' CDs. Well, here it is. Frank, you will love it because it's rockin' and Mandy's hot.
How old is Mandy? If her mom's sending it in, she's not like a teenager, is she?
No. I mean, look at her picture. Like I said, you go to frankarmy.com and click on Should I Stay or Should I Go? See the band. There's Mandy.
Oh, wow. Mandy. Hot blonde girl.
She's blonde, thin.
Looks a little like...
guessing probably in her 30s.
But you know her problem? She comes and she takes without... giving.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, well, you came and you gave without taking.
And I need you.
Heidi, you will love it because it's rockin' and her style of music is yours. What the hell does that mean? And Mandy's
like
hot.
Like a rockabilly, like a southern rock.
Crosby, you will love it because it's rockin' and you are a great musician. Man, this mommy's just licking our butts.
She's
I wonder if
mom.
Mandy knew that mom was sending this in. Dying to know.
Well, mom picked out the songs Mandy should play, but we have Mandy on the phone with us. I guess her mom told her what she did when she sent in her CD. So, hello, Mandy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mandy.
Mandy, did you know mom was sending this in, or was it a big surprise?
No, mom actually told me that she was sending it in, and I was very excited because I've actually been a fan of the show for a while, and I actually listened to Jamie, Fosse, and Frank, like, 10 years ago.
Wow.
That's
you go way ahead.
Life.
Yeah.
Frank sounds all grown up now.
I do, don't I? How I've evolved over the many years. I mean, hell, that's been, 14 years that you've been listening?
You're like a man now.
Huh? I'm like a man now. And look who just popped in to do the show with us. Corey Feldman's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Say hello to Mandy.
Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Corey.
Oh, sorry.
She's on phone.
How are you? Now, you're familiar with this part of the show, Corey, because this is where we unsigned artist play their music.
Yes.
And then we listen to a song, and then we come back to us, and we ask you.
And we hope they rock us appropriately.
Exactly. You hope it's good because you never want to be mean, really. Right. But do you?
But that's
maybe.
The point. We've got to be super honest.
Be honest.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's good that my band is called Truth Movement.
There you go.
I've been noticing that you're playing at the House Blues Saturday. Right?
Yeah, I'm actually not.
What happened?
What?
Oh, that's,
no, I'm here to announce that I am not playing the House of Blues tomorrow night.
Oh.
Or my band is not.
He's promoting where he's not going to be.
That's right.
I am not going to be at the Oscars.
Yeah. That is right. Damn it.
I didn't hear you.
Don't
and go,
try to show up because you will not get a show from me, damn it. No, there's been a little bit of a debacle.
Oh, okay.
I'll go into it in a minute. But
yeah, we want to know about the debacle. That's where
we'll
the
meat
is.
We'll ask you about that
right.
later.
The good stuff. But first things first, let's listen to this damn music.
All right.
Yes, so Mandy, when you your mother sent in your CD, she picked out a couple of songs for you. I don't know if you want to pick out those same songs. They might be your mother's favorites. So which song would you like to debut?
Actually, Don't Mind If I Do is your song. It's Song for the Damn Show. It's like, it's a drinking song, and it's fun. It's rocking at the end. You're actually going to hear you guys laughing in the background.
What?
We're mixed in?
It's not really you, but it sounds like you guys.
I was getting ready to sue you.
It sounds like you guys... By the end of the song, it sounds like you guys just got hammered.
So this is a song tailored to our individual audience. You're leading the witness.
Actually, I thought it was appropriate for the show, and it's one of my most fun songs.
Fair enough. Now, Krista has the phone lines blocked off till the song's almost
Somebody
done,
should be pouring shots about now.
It is tradition that before
we listen to any music, we drink shots. You have first shot, Corey?
I actually don't drink.
You don't drink anymore?
Yeah. Corey doesn't drink anymore.
I'm lame. But you know what? I will be supportive of your drinking.
All right.
For you, Corey. Yes.
He's promoting that he won't be drinking a shot. He will be playing and he won't be drinking.
I'm not, you know, I don't do anything. I'm just here.
I had nothing better to do.
Don't expect anything from me.
Corey, how many radio shows have you visited where they're actually pouring Jack Daniels and chugging beers?
Let me think. None.
Yeah. No. We're professionals.
I think back in the 80s we did blow during the radio show. That was back with Dr. Drew on Loveline, but you know, who's counting?
Now, all of you are music critics. Don't call yet. Wait till the song's almost done. Chris will open the phone lines eventually. Give us some good reasons why you do or don't like it. Be specific. And the number is 888-520-9710. Franco already did a shot, I would notice.
I did. I was thirsty.
Right. Here's to
I felt
Mandy
rude just holding it up in front of Corey this whole time.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Get it down.
It's very respectful of you.
Can I get another? All right, here she is with her song, Don't Mind If I Do, Mandy Gale. That's all of us laughing in the background there.
Yeah.
Mixed in a little bit. Now we have special guest Corey Feldman in with us to be our guest critic on Should I Stay or Should I Go.
And he's not going to be at the House of Blues tomorrow night.
Which that's he won't right. be there. And he's not drinking today.
That's right.
No getting
that's
right.
You're but getting he, it straight now.
All right.
But he will give his opinion about Mandy Gale. So
sure will.
What did you think about her?
Well, okay. In all fairness, I thought she had a lovely voice. Very nice voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not my kind of music.
Okay.
Not typically my cup of tea.
Yeehaw was the note that I wrote. But, you know, as far as that type of music goes, I'd say it was very, very well done. So it's kind of got a little Bonnie Raitt, a little Melissa Etheridge thing going for it.
Look what name I wrote down. Bonnie Raitt. I wrote it down.
Very nice.
All right, Frosty, what'd you think of Mandy?
I thought it was more of a demo than a finished product. The Bonnie Raitt thing is the first thing I wrote down was those two words. You sound very much like her, and that's a good thing because she's commercial, she sells, and she has a following. But it's such a basic, stripped-down, simple song, I'm not sure that would wow and impress a record rep. I don't think you're done with that. I think you can add some more pizzazz to it. It reminds me of a live performance at a little bar somewhere as opposed to something that's going to make people go, wow, I need to buy that. I'm going to reserve judgment until I hear another song. I like the potential of it.
Yeah.
I just hope you can do more with what you have.
Yeah. But nice voice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Amanda Gale?
Well, unlike Corey Feldman, it is my cup of tea. I do like this kind of music. But and I sort of felt the same way as Frosty did. You can go anywhere in Nashville, Tennessee on any given night and walk into Tootsie's Lounge and hear just as good a stuff. I mean, it did sound a little bit live to me. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I felt the same way. Like, I was struggling to hear the vocals. Like, if that was mixed right, and I'm not a musician, but if it was mixed right and, like, fattened up
rewritten.
Or whatever. Not rewritten. I think it was a good song, and the guitars kick ass, but I struggled to hear her voice
like
a little bit.
I
wanted to hear, like, the vocals forefront. So,
yeah,
I mean,
vocals
I think you're good. You're very good. You just need to be produced. That's it. But, I think Stay. I mean, it's not terribly, like, blow my mind,
so
but
Stay
it's good.
Based on that.
I was shimmying and shaking during it. So, yeah. But I'm looking forward to hearing more, yeah.
Well,
you need to be produced.
You know, if you wrote that song or... thought about that song when you thought of us, then we must really suck. Slap in the face, Mandy, and I don't mind if I do.
There is a song probably about...
Mandy, you can't make him love you if he don't.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, Mandy, I thought you sounded like a Sheryl Crow-ish more than a Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
A little Sheryl Crow with a more rockabilly sound to you.
I didn't like
the song that much as far as the lyrics went. I mean, the chorus, the don't mind if I do, I think you got something there, but I think the storytelling was a little long and lost me a little bit, and it became boring, and then when it got to the guitars and don't mind if I do, I just think you need to rewrite that song, chop it up, make it quick, I don't know, quicker to the point of we're partying and having a good time.
A 30 second version.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds of that and I would have loved it.
Turn it into a jingle.
Yeah.
For a cheese commercial.
Don't mind if I do.
Take a cheese square. You know, something like that.
I'll get you Sheryl Crow. But Sheryl Crow late at night when she's tired and falling off to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, when Lance Armstrong was tapping on her shoulder saying, I want to ask some sex, she's like, all right, don't mind if I do.
Now get your ball over here.
Yeah, okay, fine, don't mind if I do.
Luckily for you, Mandy, it doesn't matter what we think in here. It only matters what they think out there. So we go to the phones as they come in, and Clay was the first person to get through on a cell phone. So, Clay, what did you think of Mandy Gale?
You guys talking to me? It's Curly.
Curly. Well,
Curly.
Curly, Clay, it all sounds the same.
I got to say, I got a little bit of experience with music, and this chick sucks an exaggerated amount of ass. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yes, I love you.
Is that a go?
Yeah, you think?
There are no eradicators, man, that's for sure.
No eradicators. Nice.
Nice. High school.
Way to bring it back, brother.
Way to bring it back. All right, that's one go, zero stays.
Up next is Jeff. What do you say, Jeff? Stay or go?
I'm going to have to say go. At the beginning, I was kind of intrigued. It just kind of came in, kind of kicking butt right from the start, and... you know, it's kind of the melody was just really weak, and then the parts where the instruments kind of drop out, where she just does her thing, that's her time to really give us some oomph and to shine in that spot. And the vocals were like the pitch was bad, there was no energy. It was just, it's got to go.
Lack oomph.
Ouch.
Lack oomph on the vocals.
Like a German
that
view.
Was painful.
Oh, Corey, they're hardcore. They
yeah.
tell you.
I felt like I was watching a German Scheisse video.
That was brutal.
I got an email here from Tiffany. Email audience doesn't really count, but they like to give their opinion. And Mandy, Tiffany thinks you sound like Gretchen Wilson. She compared to that country
one,
singer.
Actually, that one track is the only one that's very similar to Gretchen Wilson. I will have to tell you guys, every track on the CD has a different flavor to it. It's kind of like a psychedelic blues rock on the rest of the record, and then it goes down to like
she's
a little...
She's like Neapolitan ice cream.
Wait a minute. Psychedelic blues rock into that?
Yeah.
Corey's interested.
Yeah, now I'm intrigued.
Corey, you didn't get to hear that part yet.
So if you actually get a meeting with an A&R person from a record label, you're going to hear a song, and they go, oh, nothing else sounds like that. It's kind of a weird sell.
That, no. I agree with you with that.
Well, here's somebody who likes her. Travis says, I like Mandy. Nice and roadhousey.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, roadhousing. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in a bar with sawdust on the floor and she was playing, I wouldn't leave.
Peeing in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Don't leave the bar. Just pee at the bar.
Right. Time to play.
Bottle being
like
broken
that.
Over my head.
Hey, I got to finish the song. Mandy's here.
Chicken wire in front of the band.
All right, it's only two calls.
Oh, Mandy, go.
0-2, but we had huge comebacks before. We take these calls in the order they come in. We don't know what they're going to say till they say it. David, you're up next.
Yeah, first of all, is she hot? Is there a picture of her on the CD?
There's a picture on the CD.
Yeah,
and also,
good question.
You can get a picture of her. Here's the CD, Corey.
There's actually a booklet on the inside. There's more pictures inside.
Whoa. Corey, what do you say? Hot or not?
Let me see what.
If you want to see her,
she's got a little bit of a Sarah Jessica Parker thing
going for her.
There's a picture on FrankArmy.com on the Should I Stay or Should I Go section. You click on See the Band, and you'll be able to see Mandy Gale with a link right to all of her connections. So go there and check out her picture.
Oh, she's hot. Do you wear, like, low-cut tops and stuff when you're on stage?
Yeah, it depends on the day, but yeah, absolutely.
Well, it can only help. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then I'm going to say stay.
Hey, Mandy, I have a question for you. Just this is my own personal selfish show. Have you ever been with a woman?
Oh, my God.
Not yet.
Got to pitch
not
it.
Yet?
Got to pitch it.
That means she's leaving it open.
It's not Antigone Rising, honey.
Yet means you're eligible, too.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Just curious.
All right. Two goes, one stay. I think let's take one more call, and then we'll go back to play another song.
Up next from Torrance is Dennis. What do you say, stay or go?
I've
got to
say, got to go.
Why?
It just wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not into that roadhouse sound. Too much piano. None of rock and roll.
Too much piano.
But just you're not into roadhouse.
You say piano.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not feeling that at all. They sound like a bunch of rednecks to me.
So I hate that kind of music. We listen to the Crick.
So we're going to hear another song that sounds nothing like that, apparently. So if that wasn't your cup of tea, maybe this one will be.
Like you said, all these songs are different on this CD that you gave me. Yeah, so what song would you like to play now?
Well, let me ask you guys. Do you want to stay, like...
No, don't ask us. What would you... pretend like you never heard any of those comments.
Mandy,
what would you want to play second?
All right, you know what? Let's go with the Highway Blues, the title track of the album.
There you go.
Yeah, let's
follow
do that.
Your gut. Now, here's the instructions to the jury. Pretend like you didn't hear the first song, for whatever that means to you. Judge this song fairly on its own merits. Wait till it's done, then call 888-520-9710.
Here she is, one more time, Mandy Gale.
Yeah.
was just handed to me. The FCC has just revoked our license for playing that on the air.
I've got to say something.
Yeah.
This is a musical crime. Your opening verse, your vamp there, is a ripoff of Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion.
Really?
And your song has no emotion, by the way. It's flat.
Chin face.
The mix is flat. Wow. The emotion's flat. I didn't feel it. Based on that,
I'm just gonna say that that song had notes that were flatter than the Gaza Strip right now.
Oh, cool. Then.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like Corey, that song
not
either.
Holding back any punches.
Ouch.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, Chrissy Hynde called. She wants her gig back.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I thought that song was awful.
That was horrible.
I'm sorry, Mandy. Here's my question. Okay. Are you having sex with someone in the band?
No.
You should be.
Well, I thought the only reason that she has a band is because she's banging somebody who's in the band. And they're like, okay, let her sing.
She's banging.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, she's cute, but she wants to be a front singer. Okay, let's let her sing, and you know, say, I'm going to bang her for a while. I'll be playing guitar. Yeah. But I guess she's not banging somebody in the band.
That's your title track, that one?
That's the title track.
Your first song was better.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. We left
the highway, though.
Three goes, one stay, and we'll go back to the phones where we left off with Ryan. In hello, Ryan.
Menacee. Yes.
What'd you think?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. That first song, I was listening to it, kind of picture getting a little drunk, going to a bar, taking home a cute little country western girl. But by the time you play that second song, it was kind of like waking up and finding out it was a dude. So I'd have to.
And it was a fat dude.
Nice. Nice.
All right, four goes, one stay.
Manny, you're next. What do you say, stay or go?
Well, I like the first song. I was gonna say stay and everything, but after that second song, I gotta say go. I mean, Blech. Has a nice voice and everything, but
yeah,
only in the first one because in the second one,
the second song was pretty awful.
That second song was horrible.
Not a good follow up.
No.
Seriously. All right, five goes, one stay, and one more go, and it's official. You have to burn all your instruments and start another gig. Okay.
Don't mind if I do.
And the order of the calls coming up next is Kim. What do you say, stay or go?
I say stay.
Oh. Shocker.
Look at that. It's Kim Gale, Mandy's sister.
Yeah. Are you sleeping with her?
That's actually her on the other line clicking over. I say stay.
Two phones.
What did you like, Kim?
I liked all of it. You guys, I am from Nashville, and Heidi, you think you can walk in and hear that at a honky-tonk bar, but you can't.
Yeah. Definitely her lesbian lover. Definitely she's sleeping with this woman.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stay. What's voting now, Frank?
Right now, it's five goes to two stays. Could be a huge comeback.
Let's see. We got to get three in a row now.
Irvine is where we found Michael. What do you say, stay or go?
What's up, Corey? I love License to Drive, my favorite movie of all time.
I love you too, Michael.
In Gremlins, when the Gremlins...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, was that real chicken?
What?
When the Gremlin in Gremlins was eating chicken and the little gremlin was eating that chicken, was that real chicken?
Yeah, that was a real gremlin.
Yeah. The chicken was fake. It was a real gremlin.
Secret's out.
Yeah.
I think that she should kill herself and murder herself.
That's what I invoke from people. Thanks.
That's definitely a go.
Bye.
He'll be at the House of Blues tomorrow night.
Well, Mandy, I'm sorry to say that it is a go.
Bye.
So still be a fan of the show, I hope, and tell your mother to keep listening because it wasn't our fault. It was their fault out there.
But you can still greet us at Walmart.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you the Bourne trilogy on Blu-ray.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
The Bourne Identity.
Matt Damon.
The Bourne Supremacy and the Bourne Ultimatum. And perfect high-def quality in stores now from Universal Home Entertainment. Thank you, Mandy and Corey, for stopping by. We're coming back with more of Corey Feldman.
We got questions.
But, yes. Mandy, thank you for being a good sport, and this is another episode of...
Should I stay or should I go? 97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We have dismissed an unworthy band on Stay or Go, but staying with us, of course, is Corey Feldman, who's here.
Hello.
A musician in his own right. Corey's here.
Hello. Not playing it as a blues, though.
So no. What's the story behind that? You were booked and now you're not there. And
well, it's a long story, but I'll try and make it brief. We had planned this monumentous occasion, this big event, the record release party for the new album, the new Truth Movement album, which is entitled Technology Analogy. And we had all kinds of really super cool things going on. But what happened was I'd been out of town and I got back and I got really, really ill with the flu. And I was down. There was no rehearsals. There was no nothing. I had no voice. I was really sick. So I said, you know what? This isn't a good idea right now.
We should probably, you're okay now, though, right?
I'm good now.
Good.
but we should postpone the show. And it was all brilliantly timed, too, because I'm doing the Polestar Awards tonight, actually, at the Nokia Theater. I'm going to be presenting over there. And the show was supposed to be tomorrow. So it was all perfect. And then I ended up going, you know what? I haven't had a chance to rehearse, and I don't want to do this live. I mean, when you hear the album, it's a very, very produced and big-sounding album. Very hard to pull off live. So we want to make sure it's perfect. Whenever we play it live for the first time, it's got to be meticulous. So I thought, well, with 2 weeks, I don't want to risk it. Let's reschedule. And we have been trying vehemently to try and reschedule this with the House of Blues, but we have had no luck as of yet.
Are they, because they're upset that you canceled?
I think they're a little bit mad.
You got
at me.
Ticket holders going, but I've been pouring film.
And we feel terrible because we did this whole like make your own video contest. We had all these entries to YouTube.
Do you know who's like taking your spot tonight? The like, get Corey Haim's band to come in.
Actually, Mandy will be playing.
Mandy.
It was I think MC Hammer's band. Same style of music. We're pretty upset about the whole thing, actually. We need to reschedule. We had this big video contest. We had these great submissions of these people who did their own direct your own video contest for our song Green is the Color. And we're supposed to be premiering it there. I also have a new thing with Fender going on where Fender is actually making a specific Truth Movement guitar, which is very exciting. This is the first time I'm actually talking about it. But
so it's all a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we got a ton of people that are like calling every day, like, okay, when's the show? What's going on? So
as far as Corey Feldman actor and Corey Feldman musician, I mean, you are giving a lot more of your effort and time to musician, right?
You know, I divide it equally. I try to. This year, at the moment, I am focused 100% on the music because I basically wrote and recorded this album with the help of some great, talented musicians in about 3 months. So basically, after I finished the show last year, went into the studio, locked myself away for the summer, and came out with this. And, you know, we had a great artist, Storm Thurgeson, who did all of Pink Floyd's artwork. He did our artwork for us.
Very nice.
It's a beautiful album. It looks great. It came out right before Christmas, and you know, we're very excited about it. We've been getting amazing reviews. It's the most well received any music I've done. I've been doing it for 20 years. It's my fourth album and second with the band, and we're just, you know, flabbergasted by the amazing, overwhelming positive response. So I just want to make sure that when we bring it to the world live for the first time, that it's done.
Makes
right.
sense. Yeah. A true artist would say that. Now, you, on the
I'm band, not a true artist.
A true artist would have a shot of whiskey with me.
Well, I'm a true artist.
I'm sorry.
Actually, a true alcoholic would have a shot
exactly.
of whiskey with you.
As a true artist, what exactly is your contribution to the band? Are you the producer, writer of the songs, a singer, guitarist? What do you do?
A little bit of all the above, actually. I am the lead vocalist, but I write, I produce, I arrange, and I play a little bit here and there, but I always like to say that I leave the real playing to the musicians, to the artists, to the artistes.
The artists.
But I, you know, it's been an amazing collaboration. It's an amazing collaboration. First of all, the band Truth Movement is comprised of a L.A. group of very talented young individuals who you can see on our MySpace. There's a beautiful picture of all of them. And then we also have some amazing special guest artists on this album, such as Mark Caron, who is in Rat Dog and Grateful Dead,
yes.
The other versions of it. And I think they're doing some kind of reunion thing, as a matter of fact, right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it the House of Blues tomorrow night?
Speaking of reunion things, I got an email here from Anthony saying, I heard it was the new Lost Boys movie was in production right now. Not much else. I'd love to hear any details that you have about that.
I cannot either confirm or deny that.
So that means yes.
Let's just say there may be more vampires in my future. I'm not sure. I can't. I'm not saying.
You're not saying.
I'm
not saying
anything. Might be. Maybe.
I said maybe.
What I'm saying is what he can say. When you IMDb Corey, you'll find, in fact, Lost Boys: The Tribe does come up.
Oh no, no, Lost Boys: The Tribe came out last summer.
Oh, yeah. 2008. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a new one.
That's old news. That's old news.
Never mind.
That's old IMDb.
That's old IMDb.
How long that list is, though.
Well, it says you have four things either filming or in production or complete. You're like still a busy guy.
I'm very busy.
You're still doing stuff.
Well, we did. You know, we did the two Coreys last season, which was very.
Do you talk to him anymore? Because I guess you guys.
Yes, I didn't.
That
really
was ugly.
And we did Lost Boys: The Tribe, which was also very successful last year, which was exciting. And then we've got a couple others that I did in between before I did the album. One called Lucky Fritz, which we shot over in Berlin, and that's a little romantic comedy thing. And then another movie called Terror Inside, which I just won the Best Actor Award for at the Miami International Film Festival.
Yeah, look at that. So you've done the acting and the music thing, and you've basically done them at the same time.
Yes.
So you've been doing music for 20 years.
It's a juggling act.
So what do you think about the Joaquin Phoenix, who says he's giving up acting completely to do music?
Well, I mean, look, if that's what he wants to do, God bless him. I don't see any need in it. You know, for me...
Why announce that?
Here's the thing, is that when you're an actor that's doing music, people don't want to take you seriously.
No, they don't.
Fact of matter, okay? Yeah. So everybody, the first thing they're going to say is, well, you're an actor. What are you doing, dude? Why are you trying to be cool and have a rock band? So I understand his plight, okay? At the same time, I take my music very, very, very seriously. I'm very proud of the music, especially this album. It's my proudest achievement. I mean, it's art. It's not just freaking music.
But
it's art.
But you can't imagine announcing to the world that you're going to walk away from acting.
Well, no, there's no need to, because I can focus on this for the next year. I want to tour the entire world. I didn't get to finish, but we have also John Karen from Pink Floyd, who co-wrote and co-produced three of the tracks and appears on seven of the tracks on the album. Scotty Page, who played sax for the Floyd for years, is also on the album. So we have some amazing people involved, and I can't wait to get it out on the road, and I will dedicate whatever time necessary to make sure I fulfill my obligations. Once it's done, back to the movies.
Right.
And, you know, I can bounce back and forth.
I'm holding I'm flexible like that. Technology... Analogy. So what song, if you want to play something in the break here, because I think we need to take a break. I want Steve to play a couple minutes of it at least. So okay. Is there a song in here you want to let people hear?
Well, the new single, so I guess we can go with that, is called Cross the Line.
It always sucks kind of to fade out.
Cross the Line.
Yeah, I know. And this one really gets going in the chorus.
Can we take a break, come back and play more of the song in just a minute? I hate to fade out in the middle.
Go along.
Yeah, I like this guy. I like the way he's thinking.
Yeah, play it. Let's finish and then go to commercial.
Yeah, you can't.
How about you play it, let it finish, then go to commercials?
Right.
Okay, fine.
It's like 4 minutes, 22 seconds long.
That's our show. We can do that.
All right, Steve, play the entire song.
Nice.
At the end of the song, you
guys watch. Rock. You guys
all
rock.
Right.
Corey fell. By the way, the Joaquin thing is fake.
People, yeah,
I don't buy that for
no,
a minute.
No, we're not having
I
people
don't buy it.
Don't buy it. I'm sure they'll call anyway. 888-520-9710. Corey Feldman putting his wares on display.
Dump it or hump it.
Just joking.
Magic.
You want to play Cross the Line, right?
Cross the Line.
Making
yes.
sure it's the song you want to play. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to play this song, then go to break, then come back with more Frost, Eddie, and Frank with Corey Feldman.
You are the answer to the pain.
Sally and Frank. Back for one more break before Danny Bonaducci coming up at 2. We got Corey Feldman on the show. I think Frosty stepped out of the studio for a little bit, but
he couldn't handle it after that.
No, he got it. All giddy and excited.
He was like, I love that music of Corey's. Yeah. He was.
That was really cool, you know?
I have a small bladder. I had to go to the bathroom.
That's
sorry.
The only thing small on you. Well, no, I guess there are a couple.
That's funny, isn't it?
How would you know? did you do investigative research?
I'm just assuming. I'm a bad reporter. I'm just assuming.
No, that's good stuff. I love that. I love that music. I'm going to get the CD.
Really? Frosty, that's very cool of you. Thank you.
I want to get the CD. Where do I go to get it?
Well, you can go directly to my website, which is www.coreyfeldman.net. As it is not available in retail, you know, it's really hard these days to put an album out in retail because what is retail? I think it doesn't really exist anymore. So we do have it available digitally. If you don't feel like taking the time, I will tell you, as you can see by looking at the artwork, Storm Thurgeson did such a beautiful job doing all of the art design, and it is all done, by the way, with 100% recyclable and biodegradable materials. So the paper is all recycled paper. It's done with soy ink, and it's even got a corn plastic disc tray.
It's
very green.
Nothing with a mother was involved in
that. That is correct. Yes, I don't know. Do soybeans have mothers?
No,
they
don't.
They have milk. They have mothers.
But the actual CD itself is worth picking up for that. You know, go to CoreyFeldman.net. You can order it there. I'll even sign a copy for you.
Huh.
Or if you're too lazy to do all that, you can just go to like iTunes or Rhapsody or any
download what you like.
You said this is your fourth album, right?
Correct, sir.
And how has the response been to the Corey Feldman music experience as opposed to the Corey Feldman acting experience? I mean, you were an actor everyone recognizes and always has an opinion about, where they like bring up old movies and stuff that you've done. But the Corey Feldman music experience, I mean, what has the reaction been from the
audience? I'll tell you, I'll be very honest with you. The first couple albums, it was like pulling teeth. People did not
want
to take it seriously.
Because they wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, like, we did two tours so far. We're going to do a third with this album. But the first two tours, it was like, we would sell out every night. Everywhere we play, we sell out every night. But when we sell out, half of the crowd is there just to basically, like, flip me off and tell me how much I suck. Or, like, be like, yo, Goonies, you know. Hey, guys, you know, that kind of stuff.
How much does that hurt when people tell you that your music sucks?
Well, it did hurt quite immensely in the beginning. But
now,
I have to be honest, it kind of did suck a little bit. I mean, I wasn't as serious about it. Not that I wasn't serious, but my talent wasn't nurtured, okay? So I was very young, and I was very green and, you know, kind of doing my thing. And let's face it, I started off like lip syncing Michael Jackson, you know what I mean?
Right.
And eventually I had to find my way. So after 20 years of progression, now I feel that if they think it sucks, then they suck because it really doesn't suck.
Because I'm guessing there's been more criticism about your music
than
there's been about your acting.
And the other thing is that now I'm under the slogan of Truth Movement. The band is called Truth Movement. It is not Corey Feldman. You will not find my name or my face anywhere on that packaging.
Why not?
Because I believe that the music speaks for itself, and I don't think I need to use
it. You don't want
name.
Them to hate it because of you.
Or love it because of
me. No,
it's fair.
You know, when you're acting, you're reading someone else's lines, following directions from a director. When you're doing
that's
music,
right.
it's all
this
you.
Is you.
That's right.
It probably hurts more when they don't like the music as opposed to
that. Yeah, it's very personal.
Right.
But then again, I got all these brilliant writers and producers to come on board with me. I wrote all the lyrics and the melodies, but even the Wizards, who executive produced the album, are brilliant. So it's all a group of brilliant people. What can I say? If they don't like it, it's not all my fault.
If you surround yourself with brilliant people, brilliant things happen, right?
That's right, baby.
We're going to start doing
that. You would know about
thoughts
that.
Thoughts are wings.
Whatever that means.
Yes.
If you drink more, you will be even brillianter.
Six shots of whiskey.
We're coming back with the sorry list. Danny Bonaducci is coming up at 2. Thank you, Corey Feldman, for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, guys. Back.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
I'm from Deadwood. Now, I'm sick and tired of Frosty, Heidi, and Frank pissing people off. See, suckers. I should have my best friend, Wild Bill Hickok, shoot him. So they better apologize or I'm going to make sure they get fed to the hogs. See, suckers.
we apologize to all the pancake restaurants out there, all musicians, Kobe Bryant and Mexico.
Cellist, clarinetist, guitarist, nipple, and sexually assaulted men.
The Blind, IHOP, and Sophie Marceau.
Jim Carrey, Antigone Rising, Walmart, Gabriella Carteris, and Jason Priestley.
Redheads, Girls Who Try to Be Sexy, Bangkok, and House of Blues, where Corey Feldman will not be.
The Japanese, KFC, Hooters, Mandy Gale, and Gremlins. You really have to watch and listen to the whole show.
Aw, look at you.
Get more shows like this at 971fmtalk.com.